So we're so thankful that you're here for this, and just want to make sure that if there are any visitors or special guests or anyone that you have with you, I wanted to make sure today you have a chance to introduce that person and make sure that we know to greet them after the service. Is there anyone that has a special guest or visitor here with them? Yeah, Jackie has Jim up here in front with her, so that seems very special, I know. Well, I wanted to acknowledge a wonderful birthday that's coming up this Wednesday. Evelyn has a t-shirt on that I wondered if she would model for you, so you can see what Evelyn's shirt has to say in anticipation of her birthday on Wednesday. So, you want to stand? It says it took me 95 years to look this good, and it would be such a blessing for all of us, I think, to be able to look that good at 95. So thank you for wearing that today. We have these red pads in the pews. We want to make sure you remember to sign them and pass them along. Give us your email address if you don't have already given us one. And you can keep the welcome brochure that's inside and the postcards, too, if you have someone you want to send those to. We have these inserts today that we're hoping each one of you will take with you when you leave here and put it up where you go to lunch or hand it to a person that you pass by and invite them to come to one of our services or our concert on December 21st. Or put it up on a bulletin board where you live. We really want to get these out to the community. And so if you have a chance to pass it out to someone, that would be wonderful. We also have the poinsettia insert again today. We'd love to have your donation for the Flower Fund with the poinsettia ordering. And then the bulletin will honor a loved one or remember a loved one as you wish and have it written on here. When we have the poinsettias come out. We also have the Giving Tree announcement today, and we will be doing an update. And today is also a special day for the Alternative Christmas Market. So I wanted you to see the Alternative Christmas Market projection, too, that we have. It's going to be in Bowen Hall today, and it's after the service. And we had in the bulletin last Sunday the order form that you could fill out for cards that you would use to give to someone, and the gift would be a double gift. You give them a card to honor them, and then the money goes to one of the worthy causes that are on the alternative gift cards. So look for that table in Bowen Hall today when you come in. And we also have fair trade items that if you want a physical thing that you can purchase and give to someone, we have a wonderful table of fair trade items that the Presbytery has let us bring here today that you can purchase. And the money goes to, I think, the Presbytery and do you know where else? Yeah, to the 2 cents a meal fund. And that reminds me, today we have the 25 cents a meal fund here, where a portion of it goes to our breakfast. And so right after the moment for mission, we would like you to come up and contribute, if you can, to the 25 cents a meal basket today, right after the moment for mission. And so now let us have the update, the moment for mission about the Giving Tree. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you very much. We want to thank everybody because we were able to get rid of 70 families. There's something like 200 kids. It's a lot of kids. And this Tuesday is your last day to get them in. Nobody's brought your present in. Thank you very much, and you guys did a great job. Thank you.
And one more reminder, we have the congregational meeting today right after the service, and so if you will just be seated after the benediction, we have the names of the people who will be elected into service for the next years coming up, and you'll see their names in the bulletin. And you will see we do have two openings for deacons. And so if you've been pondering if God is calling you to be a deacon, if you're a member of this church, just think about it during the service, and then you can self-nominate at the end of the service during this time when we have the congregational meeting. And now we'll have the collection of the 25 cents a day.
People of God, Ezekiel the prophet called for people to take better care of each other.
We want peace to overcome struggle, neglect, and cruelty.
We will reach out to the weak, the lonely, the injured to provide the care they need.
God will seek out the lost and bring the flock together again.
Today we light the candle to symbolize God's peace. We hope in the one who will come. We pray for God's peace to prevail. People of God, we are the flock of the great shepherd.
We give thanks for the light of God's peace.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Please stand for our call to worship. Now the word of the prophet is fulfilled. Pray for the gifts of peace and patience from God. Let us worship God.
Say the congregational prayer together in unison. Eternal God, we are skeptical of angels and often disbelieve good news. We admit to being affected by the spirit of our times. Behind talk of world peace, we hear the machinery of war. Beneath the talk of global equality, we detect the posturing of the powerful. Rather than embrace the light, we become fascinated by darkness. During this Advent season, give us a share of the joy once had by Mary and Joseph and the others who encountered angels and believed the good news of Christ among them. Amen. And let us say the words of affirmation responsively. God of peace, you call us from the exile of our sin with the good news of restoration. You build a highway through the wilderness. You come to us and bring us home.